Anne?
Hello, Mr. Mischke?
Yes.
I appreciate getting to talk with you for just a minute, because last evening after I spoke with you in regard to the grammar, a gentleman, I'll call him, called in and said to you, well, Anne doesn't know too much about grammar. She used a double negative. Believe me, I know what a double negative is.
And you didn't use one?
I can't imagine saying what he said I did. I think he misunderstood me.
Well, we are going to get that tape and play it right now. Could you hang on?
Sure.
Okay. Clyde, would you please get the tape of last night's show and try and find, I think it was at the end of the first hour, where Ann called talking about grammar. And a gentleman called afterwards saying she had used a double negative. Ann now saying that she did not use a double negative. She certainly knows what a double negative is, and she wouldn't have used it. She can't imagine herself using it. And yet this gentleman called last night and said she was going to use it. Can you get that?
Got it.
All right. You already got the call?
Yeah. I'm way ahead of you.
That's scary.
I knew you'd ask for that.
That is scary, Clyde.
So tell me when you're ready and I'll...
I'm ready.
Okay.
Sip, you know. Well, used to go to Dad and Mom in the old days and say, can I have a sip?
They shouldn't never give that to the children. You wouldn't give that to your sons, would you?
Oh, sure I do.
That was it. Her double negative.
What'd she say?
You shouldn't never.
Oh, play it again. I missed it. I was thinking about my boys. It's a sip, you know.
Well,
used to go to Dad and Mom in the old days. You say, can I have a sip?
They shouldn't never give that to the
Anne! You just said you should never. Did you hear that?
It should be should never, you know.
Anne, you made a mistake.
I was so nervous talking to you.
Oh, you made a grammatical error,
that
Anne.
That was bad.
Anne?
No, when you say she don't know nothing, it's pretty bad, you know.
Anne, because you made a major grammatical error on a 50,000-watt radio program.
You shouldn't ever.
Maybe we should apologize to that gentleman who, in fact, did point out a mistake you did indeed make.
Yeah, we're not going to make a big production about this.
Well, now hold on a second. You wanted to by calling tonight to correct that gentleman.
I wanted to tell him.
You wanted to clear your name.
Yeah. You know that you don't say, don't know nothing.
My question is, do you know, Anne?
A double negative makes
a positive.
Do
you know?
Do you remember working with Don Vogel?
Don't change the subject, Anne.
Oh, please.
I'm wondering if you might be willing to apologize to that gentleman.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Thank you,
I'm
Anne.
Terribly sorry. Thank you.
Well,
you're not the gentleman who said it, though.
No, but I just like to keep everything on the up and up, and you called to say that gentleman was wrong, and he wasn't wrong.
What I was trying to say to you was you shouldn't ever do that.
But you didn't say that.
No,
oh, we can all, in hindsight, correct ourselves. I mean, I could go home tonight, read the Strunk and White book on grammar, and come back tomorrow and correct all my mistakes from tonight. But the fact of the matter is, stupid is as stupid does.
That was very bad.
Yeah, that was very bad.
Yeah, when you use a double negative, it's really a positive. You know, if you say you don't know nothing, that means you do know something.
But is that what you meant?
Well, in that case, that was said incorrectly.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we've cleared that up.
Yeah, that was incorrectly. Do you remember working with Don Vogel, or did I have the wrong person?
I recall working with a man named Don Vogel, yes.
Well, do you remember that he used to call me every once in a while?
He used to call you?
Yeah, he would call. You don't remember?
Oh, you were the grammar lady.
Yeah.
Whoa, that makes that gaffe all the more embarrassing. Holy buckets.
Well, God.
Now, that's the problem. I always think, you know, with people like Pat Robertson, I mean, when you put yourself on a certain pedestal, sometimes you come crashing down when you blow it, you know, like these guys who end up getting caught in motel rooms, you know, with gals and that sort of thing.
I had never spoken with you before. And
well, on the Don Vogel show, you and I may have spoken to one another.
No, I don't think I ever called you, but I was glad to get to talk with you, but I was nervous.
Okay.
I would never have said that. I was just so
upset. Well, you shouldn't never say that.
You shouldn't ever, or you should never.
Mm-hmm. But
absolutely.
No.
You know what the past tense of broadcast is?
Do you know what a synonym of broadcaster is?
No, the past tense.
I'm answering a question with a question. The past tense of broadcast?
Yeah.
Broadcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But do you know what a synonym for broadcaster is?
Talk show host.
No, litterer.
Pardon me?
One who litters.
One who litters?
Can you believe that? I looked that up the other day. I couldn't believe that.
Synonym for what exactly?
Broadcaster.
Broadcaster?
Yeah.
I can't imagine. I don't know.
Well, you couldn't imagine something earlier, too. Yeah, so what do you do for a living?
Oh,
go around correcting people?
No, sir, I never do that.
You just did last night. Didn't you call about some grammar problems? You were telling about different people here at KSDP who make mistakes in grammar all the time?
I don't remember that I was... Did I criticize you? I don't.
Not me in particular, but some other people I work with. Is that something that you do in your life when you hear people make mistakes in grammar where you'll correct them?
I'll correct my son, and he takes it very well. Mm-hmm. I don't want my son to speak...
How old is your son?
39.
Uh-huh. He doesn't still get spankings,
well.
Does he?
Pardon
huh?
me?
Nothing. I think there's a way to correct people in a nice way.
Oh, I wouldn't correct, I just called in. I thought it was meant... I meant it well.
Yeah.
I meant it well.
Yeah. Well, I think it's good to have people out there who still know the English language. God knows Edwin Newman was screaming for years about how we were losing the language, and of course then he died.
Do you have his book?
I did have his book for a while. I went through it and I realized that I don't know enough to ever compete with that man in the English language department.
He was very good.
He was very good.
Yeah, he wrote "I Do Say."
Of course, at the same time. He was speaking so well, he could have been beating his wife. I mean, we have to look at the whole picture, don't we?
Oh, yes. Yeah. We don't know. We never know.
No.
But the little girl who took your place when you were ill?
There was a small child who took my place.
Well, no. What was her name now again?
Turi Ryder. That's
Turi
not a
Ryder.
Real name, by the way. That's
Pardon
a
me?
That's a fake name. That's a stage name. That's the old school. The
well,
old days
the
in radio used to have Oliver
her.
Town or... Huh?
That's the only name by which I know her.
Yeah, I'd like to get at her real name one of these days and expose it for all the world.
I just wanted to say, though, Mr. Miskey, that she speaks very, very good grammar.
Does?
Her father used to, when they were sitting at the dinner table, if they spoke incorrectly, any one of her siblings or herself, the father would say, no, that's not correct.
Mm-hmm.
She has known it. It has been ingrained in her, into her since she was a child.
You know, I used to be corrected when I'd say things like, what's an example? I'd say, that's not my forte.
Yeah.
And someone would say to me, no, it's fort.
No.
The proper pronunciation is fort.
It's forte.
No, ma'am, it actually is fort.
That's
but
a
it's
French
been,
word, and
it's
the
been,
E is A.
Well, what I found out when I looked it up was that, in fact, now it's accepted both ways because it's been... pronounced forte so much, but in fact it used to be proper just to say fort.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you told me. I'll look it up tomorrow.
Yeah, you look that up. Now you can say it both ways.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's good to know.
Good to know. Little something there.
That's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. Well, good talking to you.
With me, Mr. Mitchell.
All right. Have a good evening.
You too.
Right, bye-bye then.